5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400. That's 1400. And on your toll-free number listing, 1-800-749-5936. And Consumer Calls is a call-in show about items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. What we're not taking is any business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we're here till 9:30. Our time now, 9:15. Wide open lines. And believe it or not, this 20 minutes goes relatively fast. So if you have something you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give me a call right now at 918-336-1400. And then the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. And with that, let's go ahead and take a very quick check of our weather.
Back to windy and warm weather today. An outside chance of a shower storm through the morning hours. Otherwise, we'll see clouds this morning, partly sunny this afternoon. South winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, storms will develop across part of Kansas and move southward. Heavy rainfall threats, severe weather threats, southeastern Kansas and far northern Oklahoma. Southern Kansas currently included in a flood watch. High temperatures tomorrow would be in the upper 70s after morning showers and storms. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm NewsOn 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. 71 degrees out at 9:16. You're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. Toll-free, 1-800-749-5936, and looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things, just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. Here till 9:30, wide open lines, 918-336-1400. Right now, it is time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, and then we'll do our doggone report right after that. So I'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes with more Consumer Calls.
It's just not enough. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. One of the big reasons the NYMEX May crude contract dived deep into negative territory in a much-publicized drop some weeks ago was because of fears the U.S. was running out of storage. A particular concern was the situation at the key oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma. So one would think that news of the first drop in storage levels in 16 weeks in Cushing would help boost oil prices, but COVID-19 has turned the oil world upside down. So Wednesday saw a drop in the price of the U.S. benchmark crude in spite of the new weekly report from the Energy Information Administration showing not only a drop in crude stocks in Cushing, Oklahoma in the latest reporting week, but an overall drop, the first in 16 weeks, in U.S. crude oil inventories overall, as well as a drop in gasoline stockpiles. Certainly not helping the price of oil was a pullback in the stock market Wednesday and remarks from the Federal Reserve Chairman saying the economic outlook is, quote, very uncertain. So oil traders sold on Wednesday the NYMEX June contract down 1.9% to $25.29 a barrel. All of this hits Oklahoma right in the wallet. Gross production tax revenue on oil and natural gas in April was down 24% compared to a year earlier at $19.1 million less, and that doesn't take into account the full impact of what's happened with oil prices because the collections were based on February sales when oil prices were much higher. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out today. Natural gas prices have been plunging as traders expect the report will show a big jump in gas and storage. The NYMEX June natural gas contract, which fell more than 5% on Tuesday, tumbled more than 6% on Wednesday, ending at $1.61 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it's time for our Doggone Report. Our time now is 9:20, 71 degrees out. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our reports, you can visit our website, bartlesworldradio.com. Click on the community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up and you can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesworldradio.com. Click on the submit tab, submit your information, and it'll ask questions. There's a form there. And then at the end, you can upload a picture. Just enter it once. We'll get to it as quick as we can and get it uploaded to the website. You can still call the office, 918-336-1001, and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon@BartlesworldRadio.com, with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, Omar is a lost male black cat with a white spot on his chest. He's not obviously not wearing a collar. He's a Manx, which that means he has a short tail. Cherokee Place behind Bartlesville High School, where he was last seen. He's a large, black, neutered male cat. Did not come home Sunday. He has a white spot on his chest and has a short tail. He's friendly, but a limitless shy. He is 5 years old. He'll come to Bacon if you offer it. As for Cassie at 918-914-2654. We have Doc, a lost male brown and white English bulldog lost in the area of Bardu. He's 60 pounds, not wearing his collar, but he's very friendly and approachable. Very scared of new and different things and surroundings, so he may act like he's nervous. His family's missing him, as well as I am sure he is missing them. If you find him, please call Amy at 918-534-7504. And Mick is a lost male, tan-colored, soft-coated Wheaton Terrier in the area of Colonial, South Bartlesville, is where he was last seen. 50 pounds, soft-coated Wheaton Terrier with a nub tail, sandy tan in color, not wearing his collar. If you find him, please call Kristen at 918-914-1871. And then we have this lost tabby, gray, brown, and tabby female, 918-977-0994, Ranch Heights area. If you find them, please call 918-977-0994. And that is our Doggone Report for the day. But for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our reports, you can visit our website, bartlesworldradio.com. Click on the community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up and you can see everything there. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesworldradio.com. Click on the submit tab, submit your information, and you can even upload a picture. And you can call the office at 918-336-1001. Leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon@BartlesworldRadio.com, with your information, attach a picture, and I'll get it uploaded for you as quick as I can. That is a look at your Doggone Report for this morning.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. And the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936, for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for a commercial size airless. And I'd also like to have an 8-foot Baker's Scaffold. 534-1881.
And what was the first item you're looking for?
Ma'am, it's an airless that you use to spray things with.
Okay, so commercial size airless and an 8-foot baker's scaffold.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, those are items you're looking for. 918-534-1889 is the phone number to call.
Way to slide in there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, we appreciate that phone call. Keep them coming in, 918-336-1400. And the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Our time now is 924. With that, I'll be right back. And welcome back to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. And our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we are here till 9:30. And again, 918-336-1400. And our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And we've already had one caller call in, and he's looking for some things. He's looking for a commercial size airless and a 8-foot baker's scaffold. 918-534-1889. And our time now, 927, 71 degrees out. And with that, I'll be right back.
This is Daryl Wooten.